Baseball is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against Beckville is made possible by Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Plan North Architecture, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Brenham National Bank, Dominant Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Glenn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guy, Woodman Life, Larry Poppy Construction, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Thielemann Construction, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, Trent, and Tucker, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Sandtown Catering, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki in the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interests first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Washington Animal Clinic provides dependable veterinary care and surgical services for both small pets and large animals, all while supporting the youth of Washington County. They're especially proud of the Burton Panthers baseball team as they continue their playoff run toward state. Way to go, Panthers! For trusted care that keeps your animals healthy and thriving, visit Washington Animal Clinic at 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to schedule an appointment today. Washington Animal Clinic is cheering on the Panthers all the way to state.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you to Don Sanders Stadium on the campus of Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas, where tonight it is the Burton Panthers taking on the Beckville Bearcats in the state semifinals. It's a one-game winner-take-all playoff, and the winner this next week will be making the trip to Round Rock for the state championship game. And, Daryl, it looks like the guys out there on the field are pretty loose and ready for this matchup tonight.
Yeah, I think this team is ready to go. Great week of practice, according to some of the players and Coach Thaler. You have to stay focused. Anytime you're playing ball after graduation, you done something. And I got to talk to the boys. I told Coach Thaler, just give me 5 minutes before practice Monday. And all I looked at the boys and said that, Daryl, the community, we're all proud of you. And then I asked him, I said, did they give you a medal for winning against Shiner the other night? And they all looked at me kind of dumb, and they shook their head no. And I said, absolutely not. I said, that wasn't state. I said, we have to take care of Beckville tonight, and then we got another game after that. That's when you get your medal. You didn't get it for beating Shiner. We're proud of you for beating Shiner. You had to beat them to get here, but that was just one stepping stone into where we want to end up. And great group of young guys. Can't say enough about Coach Thaler and them. They play hard for him. He's a coach, player's coach. And the three seniors we have here tonight, we don't want that to be their last game ever till we win state. And we'll be ready to roll.
Absolutely. And we got a lot to get to here on the pregame tonight. And, of course, want to remind you that pages are wanting to stick together here. Don't miss the final UIL state event of the year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through June 6th at Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. And back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, and we are back here in Huntsville over at Sam Houston State University for the state semifinals of the playoffs. Winner goes to the state championship next week. Loser goes home. And joining us here on the pregame, he was nice enough to chauffeur me and Daryl down up here to the game today, and that is our buddy Stephen Drain. Stephen, good evening.
Hey, how's everybody going out there? Yeah, took a little drive, wanted to come ride the game, and was gracious enough to be able to chauffeur them over here, get them here for the game, and we're looking forward to a great game out here tonight.
Absolutely. Already this huge Burton crowd filing in. Got a good sea of red and white going out there.
Unbelievable amount of fans. I told them we got to get loud because Beckville's going to be loud, too. You want every edge you can get. Kids feed off of being cheered for. And, man, they're just keep piling in, and that's – so proud of, like I say all the time, for being from a small town, everybody comes out. We got Keith Smith here, who was one of a few that won on the 1987 state championship team, the only state champion team that we have in Burton. We made it twice, in 82 and then in 87. Keith is here to cheer on these boys, so alumni run deep, guys.
Yeah. Let's see, former Commissioner Joy Fox here. Even Big Daddy Nathan Winkleman is here.
Yeah, he called me. He needed a cap, so I got him a cap. So I might be sitting there hitting him up, even though he don't own it, but he got a lot of pull. We might be having to get some of them ribs after we win state for these boys.
There we go. That sounds like a plan.
I left my cap in the truck because the last time I wore it, I didn't bring it luck. So I'm going superstitious today. So I went neutral color today. For
well, we'll let you slide on that one. That's being smart because when you're from Burton, you are superstitious, especially, you know, you're a Panther fan first and then a Dallas Cowboy fan. And when you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, you have everything set up the same, even though we probably should throw all of our stuff away. But, you know, once you bleed blue and you bleed red, no turning back. And stuff. We got my buddy Terry Litke. He's dressed out all in white down here in front of us. I'm going to have to get him a red cap for next week.
And with that, we'll take another break and be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Kendura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kendura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kendura Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kendura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, as we come back here and we continue with more of our Burton Panther pregame here on KWHI, Doug Brown along with Steve Andrain and Daryl Kiki on the pregame show. And, of course, now you get to this level. I mean, we're down to the final four teams here in the state, and this is where you find out who the best of the best is.
Yeah, you don't get here by just being somebody. You know, we talk it all the time. You have to have a dude, or I like to call him a dog on the mound. And, you know, I'll take Witt with me anywhere, anytime, as a dog. They're supposed to have a freshman that's supposed to be pretty good. But, you know, he is a freshman. You need to get in his head. I always ask for three runs, in that first inning. Tonight, we need to come out there. We need to shut them down, three up, three down, and then come in there to bat and put some runs on the board early. Make him feel the pressure. You know, if you get him comfortable on that mound, just any pitcher, you get them comfortable on the mound, and they can be a lot better than they really are.
Yeah, I think the big key tonight will be getting into a young pitcher and maybe putting some runs on him, see how he handles that pressure. You know, he doesn't have the quite experience that Witt's going to have on the mound for Burton tonight. So it's going to be a really good pitching matchup. If you're in for a pitching game, I expect this to be a pitching matchup tonight. Of course, we talked about this before, you know, you're in the state semifinals here, so you're playing after graduation. Anytime you can play after graduation is a win-win for your program.
Absolutely. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups. But first, let's into the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trail Masters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trail Masters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trail Masters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther baseball team a successful playoff season.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Collier Construction is pleased to be part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administration's faculty and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
The Burton Panthers baseball team is charging into the playoffs with determination, pride, and Panther power. Show your support as they battle for every run and every win. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering is ready to serve up winning flavor with a full lineup of delicious menu options, including crowd favorite barbecue. Call Wade today to reserve your date and let Sandtown Catering handle the food. Congratulations to the Panthers on an outstanding season. Go Big Red!
All right, as we come back here, time to take a look at our starting lineups. And first of all, for the Beckville Bearcats, leading it off will be their catcher, Jackson Lambright. Batting second will be the second baseman, Reese Davis. Batting third, the shortstop, Braxton Bullock. Batting fourth, first baseman, Brody Booth. Batting fifth will be the pitcher, Weston Harris. Batting sixth, third baseman, Reed Chapman. Batting seventh will be the designated hitter, Levi Ross, and he's hitting for the left fielder, Boston Seegers. Batting eighth will be the center fielder, Braxton Alfred. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Brock Wright. And now your Burton Panthers starting lineup. Leading it off will be the pitcher, Tyler Witt. Batting second, second baseman, Logan Tosta. Batting third will be the catcher, Braden Martin. Batting fourth, center fielder, Ruben Rodriguez. Batting fifth will be the shortstop, Ryder Biggs. Batting sixth, first baseman, Eli Yeager. Batting seventh will be the designated hitter, Isaac Modest, and he'll be batting for the third baseman, Houston Hody. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, Matthew Raymer. And batting ninth will be the right fielder, Coy Gurka. That is the lineups for both of these two teams as we're rolling right along here on the pregame show. And let's take another break, and here's 2 more minutes from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we come back here and the warm-ups are completed, the umpires making their way out to the field, and we should have baseball very shortly, Burton Panthers and the Beckville Bearcats, and this is the state semifinals. Winner will go on to play ropes in the state championship game next week at Del Diamond in Round Rock, and that'll be a 12 noon start time, and if the Panthers are there, we'll have it live for you right here on KWHI with an 11:30 a.m. pregame. But here we go. It's put up or shut up time now.
Yeah, win or go home. You know, watching Beckville warm up, I like to do that. Their shortstop looks to be pretty solid. We talked about it on the way up here. They make quite a few errors when you put the ball in play. Last game when we played Shiner, neither team attempted a steal. Tonight, just watching their catcher warm up, he doesn't have the gun behind the plate. So we get on. Coach Thaler's gonna go back to his typical, let's steal second base, routine. And, big key tonight is, starting his first inning, three up, three down. Witt has to be that dog on the mound again. And defense has to play, make all the routine plays, and make one great play here or there. And you win 9 out of 10 of those games.
Yeah, and it's such a different dynamic because when you're playing just a one-game playoff versus – having to go 2 out of 3, it definitely changes the mindset. But Coach Thaler rolling the dice here and deciding to put it all on Witt.
He talked to his guys, and they came to him, and they said, look, we got this, Coach. And any time your players come to you and tell you, we got this, whatever you want to do, we got it. And to me, they're the guys out there on the field. You as a coach can only have them prepared, get them to the game. They have to play the game out there. And I like that when I heard that from the boys Monday, that we talked to Coach and this is what we want. They're ready. We're ready. These fans here, I mean, they're still piling in, you know, standing room only, and what a great deal, man. I know I say it over and over, and Stephen, you've been enough of these Burton games to see what a community we have.
Yeah, great support out here tonight for Burton. They're still rolling in here. It's going to be a packed house, I believe, over here at Sam Houston tonight for both sides. They're kind of rolling in on both sides. You got blue and red, so two opposing colors here. Be easy to distinguish everybody between that. But like y'all said earlier, I think this is probably going to come down to who's going to make the mistakes and who's not going to make the mistakes in the game. And it'll go from there. It looks like both teams are going to be evenly matched on the pitching mound, so it's just who takes advantage of what mistake is made and see if they can score any runs off of it.
Walks, pass balls, all big things in games like this, winner take all. And, you know, like Doug, you said a while ago, the pressure of one game, it's pressure on making every play here, because you can open the floodgates and, you know, it's hard to stop it. But, hey, this is what we're here for. This is so much fun to be a part of having a team like this. I keep talking about the future. For the next 10 years, Burton Baseball is going to be unbelievable. We're going to be here many a, God willing, many a, many a time saying, hey, we need this game to get to state. Let's see if we can do back-to-back. That's being mighty bold, but I know the kids coming up. I know the parents. It's going to be fun.
All right. I think they're just about ready for the announcements on the field.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Burton Panther baseball team, specializing in residential custom homes. You'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are wishing the Burton Panthers baseball team and their coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Panthers all the way.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies-Hecker certified paint and body shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufactured parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. And as Burton Baseball heads into playoff action, Burton Meat Processing is proud to back the Panthers. Congratulations on a strong season and best of luck on the field.
Here we go. Tyler Witt on the hill, and he'll be working to Braden Martin behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Eli Yeager at first. Logan Tost at second. Left side, Ryder Biggs at short. Houston Hody at third. In the outfield, Ruben Rodriguez in center. Matthew Raymer in left, and Coy Gurka in right. And leading off for Beckville will be the catcher, Jackson Lambright.
Let's go, boy.
All right, Witt, let's go, buddy.
Witt, junior right-hander, delivers the first pitch of the game, and it's a line drive foul up the right field side.
We hadn't said much. What a huge field. It 400 is. To straightaway, 375 in the gaps, and 330 down the lines with a 20-foot wall in center field.
Yep.
So.
And next pitch.
A huge poke to get out of here on that.
Yep. And it's taken for a ball, 1-1. And that one fouled back into the screen. And one ball and two strikes.
Finish him off with this curveball.
Burton dressed out tonight in the red jerseys with white pants. And Beckville going with the all-white uniforms with blue lettering and numbers. And that one, a ground ball over to short. Biggs up with it. Fires on the Yeager.
Atta baby.
And gets the first out of the game.
Nice play, little Biggs.
He just makes it look easy out there, doesn't he?
Really smooth, man. Just, you know, that's what you want to see out of your shortstop. Make those plays.
And now brings up Reese Davis, the second baseman for Beckville.
Getting that leadoff batter, that's huge.
And next pitch from Witt, up a little bit high, and it's ball one.
Find that release point, Levin. Let's go.
And that one, a little low, and it's 2-0. Look pretty good from up here. Yeah, that's a 3-0 count.
All right, now you got to bow your neck, Levin. No freebies.
All
Attaboy.
And that one in there for a strike. Good pitch there by Witt. And it's 3-1.
Two more now. You can do this.
And that one back up the middle. Tosta is there. No. Throws on to Jaeger. And
safe.
He's safe. Throw was offline. Jaeger tried to get back in time to tag him, but did not get there, and so it'll be an E4. And Beckville has the first base runner. Now that'll bring him Braxton Bullock, the shortstop.
Let's roll it up here.
Jaeger holding Davis on. Davis got a pretty good lead over there at first. Went working from the stretch, and it's in there for a strike, 0-1. We're in the top of the first inning, just underway. State semifinals of the playoffs. Bit ready. And curveball, that one misses outside, and it's 1-1.
Here we go, 11.
Biggs and Tosta shaded up the middle, looking for a potential double play ball. And this one's going to be popped up in the air. Raymer backtracking, and he's underneath, and he'll haul it in for out number two.
Job, Raymer.
And now that'll bring up the cleanup man, the first baseman, Brody Booth.
I mean, am I wrong? But when you're sitting up here, it looks like they're playing right behind shortstop, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But they're probably a long way out there. All right, first left-hander here. Let's go, you wet. Finish this thing.
Runner first, two down. And the pitch, fastball, misses up high, a ball, and it's 1-0.
Runner going.
And swing and a miss. Throw down to second.
Out of there.
All the way back in the ditch.
Out of way to back him up, Tosta.
What a play by Tosta. As the throw, Biggs missed it, but Tosta was there to back him up, and they got Davis on the comeback. And so that will retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and nobody left on. And we go to the bottom of the first, no score. Back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers baseball team in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day.
interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
On to the bottom half of the first inning, and it's Weston Harris on the mound, and here's his first pitch to Tyler Witt. Curveball in there for a strike, 0-1. It'll be Witt, followed by Logan Tosta, and then Braden Martin.
All right, lead us off, Witt.
And Witt fouls that one away. It's quickly 0-2.
Pitcher going from the stretch right away, first batter.
And that one bounced up there, a ball. And it's 1-2.
Good block by the catcher. Come on, 11, base hit.
And pitch just missing outside, and it's 2-2 now on Witt.
Let's go 11.
And no. Foul tip. 2-2.
Thought he missed that, baby. I was going to say, get down the first. Lot of room behind home again, Doug.
Yeah, he got just a little piece of it.
Here we go.
And sends this one in the air. Center fielder over. And making the catch is Braxton Alfred for out number one. And that's going to bring up Logan Tosta.
All right, Logan.
And Dostal looks to try to get on base pads here for Burton.
Need a base runner here.
Harris's pitch. Going to be popped up. Harris calling for it. And he's going to put the squeeze on it for out number two. And now that'll bring in Braden Martin, the catcher. Takes the pitch inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. And next pitch, a strike, 1-1.
That pitcher works pretty fast, too. He gets that ball and wants to throw it. Might have to start stepping out on him a little bit.
And curveball in there for a strike, and it's 1-2.
And now you battle 13.
And Martin swings, pops this one up in the air. Right fielder calling for it, and he'll make the grab for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We played through one, and no score here from Sam Houston State. Back with inning number two after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
And on we go to the second inning, and Tyler Witten warming it up. He'll be looking at Brody Booth, Weston Harris, and Reed Chapman. Now, since Booth was at the plate and when Davis got picked off in the first inning, he gets to come up with a fresh count. And first pitch, and Booth swings and misses 0-1.
Yeah, that big rip at that fastball.
Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher, and Witt delivers. Swung on and missed. 0-2, just blowing it right by him.
Yeah, keep taking that long swing one.
And next pitch.
Got up, baby.
Struck him out on three pitches. And that's out number one. And now brings up the pitcher, Weston Harris. Curveball just misses outside, and it's 1-0.
A little bit up. Got to find that. Let's go with.
Looked like the umpire wanted to call that one and then just kind of decided at the last second not to. And time is called. Harris going to step out.
See, they know Witt likes to work fast, too. And
the 1-0. That one is going to be popped foul back behind us. And one ball and one strike. One, just missing a ball, and it's 2-1.
On down and get him. Let's go 11.
And that one in the hole, it's short. Biggs knocks it down. Throw to first, and Yeager digs it out, but he beats the play at first.
Heck of a play by Biggs, even just to get a keep it in the infield, and couldn't quite plant that back foot. Now they're going to have a courtesy runner for the pitcher, number 17.
That is going to be Tate White. But yeah, Biggs did everything he could on that play. Just was so far in the hole, it was going to be difficult to get him.
Yep. Sorry, we got one out here.
And brings up Reed Chapman, the third baseman. So one out and one on.
Let's get an out. Got a baby.
And that's strike call, 0-1.
Bunch.
And he was going to put
get down at first. Witt.
Witt completes the play over to Yeager at first for out number two. And a good punt there. And now brings up the designated hitter, Levi Ross.
Got two big ones here, guys.
And pitches inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. And there's pitch inside. 2-0.
All right, let him bow on down. Let's go.
Runner at second, two down. And Ross with takes the ball, and it's 3-0 now. No score. We're in the top of the second inning. And a strike call. Witt nips the corner there.
Battle back. Let's go.
And that one up high, ball four, and Ross draws the walk, and that'll put a couple of runners on now and brings up the center fielder, Braxton Alfred.
Another left-hander here.
Two on, two out.
All right, Witt, find it, buddy.
Pitches inside for a ball. 1-0 count.
Witt thought he had a strike there, and umpire called it that he was inside. Come back with that pitch. You'll get it.
And this is going to be popped up, and it's going to go foul into the stands. Or actually past the stands. Good to see that old big sea of red and white out there.
They were still coming in.
It's got to be one of the biggest crowds for a baseball game that we've had. One pitch. Inside for a ball. It's 2-1.
Witt fighting himself a little bit out there. Come on, buddy. You're the best up on that hill. Let's go.
And that one ground ball to first. And he's going to run to the bag and get that final out. So in the inning, no runs. One hit, no errors, two left on. And we go to the bottom of the second. Still no score between the Panthers and the Bearcats. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at DDMBuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
And a fly ball by Ruben Rodriguez out to center field. And the center fielder hauls it in for out number one.
Gotta start driving this ball down on the ground. Make them field it.
Ryder Biggs, the shortstop, batting down. Yeah, so far, Darrell, four outs, and all of them have been hit in the air.
And nothing hard in the air. It's all been just we're way out in front of this cat.
And Ryder Biggs, the batter, takes pitch outside for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Come on, Biggs. Be a leader. Let's go.
That one swung on and missed. 1-1.
Ryder chased a little high cheese there.
No score here. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Next pitch. Biggs fouls that one back.
I would have had it right at me, Steven. Eyes was right on it. Come on, little Biggs. Be big. Come on.
And this one over to the third baseman.
Throw it away.
Takes a scoop in. Oh, baby. Oh, he's safe. There's the first base runner.
He hit that ball hard. Third baseman made a heck of a pick there, but he just short hopped the first baseman.
And so an E5 now and puts a runner aboard here for Burton with Eli Yeager, the batter.
All right, Yeager here. One of them left center field gappers let Biggs run. I think you're going to see him go pretty quick here.
And that one up high for a ball.
Here we go. Let's go, Yeager.
Check of the runner.
There he goes.
Biggs is going. Throw down to second, and he's in there safe.
Atta baby. All right, Yeager, there he is now. Base hit. Do this 14.
One ball, one strike.
Take a pass ball here, too.
Yeah, plenty of foul territory behind. And Yeager fouls that one away, 1-2. Isaac Modis waiting on deck.
Come on, Yeager, base hit.
And that one ground ball over to second. Second baseman will throw on the first and get the out. And that moves the runner over. Biggs now. First run of the game, only 90 feet away as Isaac Modis comes to the plate.
All right, little Wyatt, come on now. We need to score, Biggs.
Swing and miss, 0-1.
Hey, relax up there, 16. Have fun. You can do this.
Harris will bring the next pitch. Outside the ball, and it's 1-1. Curveball in there for a strike in 1-2.
That's a good pitch. All right, Isaac, come on now, buddy. You can do this.
And Harris brings it. That one hit in the air.
Pop up the third.
Third baseman will haul it in for out number 3. And so that'll retire the side. In the inning, there were no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. And we go to the third inning. Still no score here from Huntsville. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Go, fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber citizens and business.
businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, top of the third inning, and Witt's first pitch is taken for a strike by the right fielder, Brock White. It'll be White, and then back to the top of their order with Jackson Lambright and Reese Davis. Here in a scoreless game in the third. And that one is down low, gets away from the catcher, Martin. It's 1-1.
Here we go, guys. Keep that leadoff runner off.
Yeah, that one inside nearly got a piece of him. And it's 2-1.
All right, Whit, come on now.
That one swung and a miss, 2-2.
One more time, Levin, one more time. There you go.
Curveball got him on strikes. Second strikeout for Witt. Brings up Jackson Lambright, the catcher. Lambright grounded out to the shortstop. Diggs his first time up.
Go, guys, make a play.
Long look in by Tyler Witt. And in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Two.
In there for a strike, good fastball right over the heart of the plate.
Finish him off, Levin. Let's finish him off on three pitches.
And that one, a ground ball over short. Big eye booted the ball. And the runner's going to be safe.
Sorry, you got to shake it off, three.
It's a one out, one on, and brings up Reese Davis. Davis reached on there by the second baseman, Tosta. Squares away the bunt, bunts it back to the pitcher. Went up with it, his only play is to first, and that's out number two.
The batter before. He made Aaron in the first.
And that'll bring up Braxton Bullock.
He's got two now, guys. Let's go. Missing outside much.
Not by much, and it's 1-0.
They only need one, guys. Here we go.
And next pitch is the ball. It's 2-0.
It's keeping everything up today a little more than usual.
Yeah.
Got to find that release point here.
And outside the ball, 3-0.
All the way back, 11. Come on now.
And in there for a strike, 3-1.
Generous on that one, he saved.
There's some umpires out there that do not like to do a four-pitch walk. Swing and a miss, 3-2. Now full count. See if he can come back and get him.
Let's go, dog. You can do it. Baby!
Strike three, yes, sir. In the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the third inning, and it is still no score. Back into we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Summer is almost here, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
As we come back here, we're heading to the bottom of the third inning. And Daryl's going to take a little bit of a break here. And Stephen Drain joining us on commentary. As so far, it's kind of what we thought coming in here, Stephen. It's been quite a pitcher's duel.
Been a pitcher's duel just like advertised coming in. It's going to come down to who's going to capitalize off of mistakes. A couple of mistakes made so far. Hasn't hurt anybody yet. So a good game so far to watch.
Absolutely. And Burton will be sending up Matthew Raymer, Coy Gurka, and Tyler Witt against Weston Harris.
So we were talking a little bit in between innings about the pitches that are going on here. Witt's fastball seems to be playing well for him. Curveball seems to be playing well for the Beckville pitcher. So we'll see what happens this inning.
And Harris with his first pitch is taken for a ball by Raymer. Raymer, one of the three seniors on this team. And since this one, a ground ball foul up the third base side. And one ball, one strike.
It's always a big, important batter, that leadoff batter. If you can get him on here in this inning, could bode well for the Panthers here.
Yep, and foul back into the screen. One ball, two strikes. And this one back up the middle. Is that going to drop in? Oh, it's caught.
Nice play by the second baseman there.
Yeah, I mean, that looked for all intents and purposes like it was going to drop in. But Reese Davis, good job of running that one down and robbing Raymer of a hit.
Yeah, when he hit it, thought it was going to fall there in center field for a base hit for the Panthers there. But nice play out there by the second baseman for Beckville.
And now brings up Coy Gurka, the right fielder. And he swings and misses 0-1. And that one taking up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Swung out and missed. And one and two. Burton still looking for their first hit of the game. Meanwhile, Beckfield just has one hit thus far. That one inside. Two and two.
Yeah, tough pitch there. Just missed on the inside. Evens up the count 2-2.
And that one outside for a ball. 3-2.
Work that count full. Looking for a base runner. Any way you can get them right here.
And swung and a miss. And Gurka down on strikes for out number two. And that'll bring us back to the top of the leadoff with the leadoff man, Tyler Witt, the pitcher. Witt flew out to center field his first time up.
Watch out, T. Witt!
And curveball in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
Started Witt off with some off-speed there. Stayed away from the fastball with him.
And another strike, and it's quickly 0-2.
Generous call there by the umpire on that one. That pitch was a little bit outside there, but he got the call.
And now the catcher was sitting way outside on that one, and it stayed outside for a ball, 1-2.
Tried to go even further out, but it was too much that time.
And another one outside, 2-2. And curveball outside, 3-2.
I believe that was four consecutive off-speed pitches there.
This one foul. So he was down in the hole up in this a bad start. 0-2 has worked it to a full count now. And just trying to get on and get something started here for Burton in the third. And that one line drive to the shortstop. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And we played through three and still no score. We move on to the fourth inning. Back ahead, we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administrators, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here, Tyler Witt warming it up for the top of the fourth inning. Still no score here between these two teams, as it's Burton and Beckville in the state semifinals. And it has been ever bit the pitcher's duel that we thought it would be. And it'll be Brody Booth to lead things off, followed by Weston Harris and then Reed Chapman.
Yeah, Doug, both pitchers working very effectively out there. Not too many pitches they've given up so far. We're through three full innings of play and a very well-pitched game on both sides.
Tyler Witt now gets set. And first pitch to Booth. Fastball this time outside, and it's 1-0. And Booth hits this one in the air. Raymer giving chase, and so is Biggs. Biggs makes the catch.
Sliding catch by Ryder Biggs out there in left field coming from shortstop. Great play by Ryder Biggs.
And then it's out number one. Just showing incredible range getting that far.
He covered a long ways coming from shortstop going all the way out there.
And now it'll bring up Weston Harris. Harris has got so far the only hit of the ball game. And curveball from Witt. Outside for a ball is 1-0. Like he might have lost his footing a little bit on the mound there.
Pretty nice pitch there. Yeah. Just missed on the outside part of the plate there.
Yeah, 2-0 count. Looked pretty good from up here. And that one sent out to center. Backtracking and making the catch is Ruben Rodriguez for out number two.
Probably the hardest hit ball we've seen tonight right there to center field.
Yeah.
But Rodriguez able to back up on and make a play out there.
And now Reed Chapman, the batter. Chapman laid down a sack bunt his last time up.
Yeah, we talked a little bit earlier about how spacious the outfield is out there, and each team's playing it a little bit differently than the other one.
And that one back up the middle, and that's going to scoop through for a hit. Chapman threads the needle there, and that'll bring up Levi Ross, the designated hitter. And he walked his last time up. That one hit
popped
high
up
in the air. Biggs calling for it.
He dropped the ball. So pop up there to Biggs and just looks like it rolled off his glove there.
And that'll be the second error of the game for Biggs and third error for the Panthers. And you got two on now. Now you just hope it doesn't blossom into anything as Braxton Alford, the center fielder, comes up.
Panthers just need to settle down here and get out of the inning with two outs.
And squares away the bunt. And Hody will feel it, but they've got no play anywhere. Infield hitting the bases are loaded for Beckville. And you got the number nine guy, Brock White, coming up. And Coach Taylor is going to make the drop to the mound.
Yeah, that right there, just picking the right spot to bunt the ball. Third baseman playing back right there. You're bunting it at him, and you know he's probably not expecting a bunt with two outs right there.
Yeah, so Coach Taylor, I think this right now is just to go ahead and try to settle everybody down and get them back on the same page.
Yeah, just going out there, probably telling everybody to relax, settle down a little bit. Got to made a mistake. You just got to get rid of that and move on to the next play. It's always funny how those balls will find you out there, too. They'll have a tendency to find you. So Ryder's just got to be ready at shortstop again and get rid of the mistakes and make the next play.
Exactly. Because you just, when things like that happen, you don't want them to snowball.
No, just try and limit it here. You got a chance. You got two outs. You can get out of the inning yet here. Down at the bottom of their lineup right here. So hopefully
And you got to, with the bases, you got to play at any base, too. Yeah, this one popped up and foul out of play. 0-1.
Yeah, bases loaded here, so like you said, force at any base here. Just get a ground ball, step on the base.
Biggs with a long look in. And fastball in there for a strike, and it's quickly here, 0-2.
Yeah, Biggs going right after this batter right here, trying to finish it off this inning.
Yeah, you'd like to get the number 9 guy here and not have to roll over to the top of the order. Ooh. And foul tip back into the screen. Holds the count at 0-2.
Yeah, I think the batter might have been looking for a different pitch right there. Real defensive swing on there just to get a piece of that and foul it off.
And that one is going to be a base hit in front of him. Oh, got past Raymer. And that's going to clear the bases. He's going to circle it, coming home, and it's an inside the park home, the grand slam for Brock White.
A big mistake right there on the hard hit line drive out there. Rolls all the way to that 375 sign out there and clears the bases.
So that'll make it 4-0 Beckville.
Just got to get that out of your mind. A lot of ball game left. We're only in the top half of the fourth inning here.
And official is going to give him a single and a three base error. Next pitch from Witt. Swing on a miss. As we're back to the top of the order with Jackson Lambright. Four errors in the game for the Panthers now, and they have proved costly. In this inning, they have cost them.
Yeah, four errors, two in this inning that have really led to those runs. So just got to clear that out. And
time is called.
Try and get that third out here, get back in the dugout, and get the bats going for the Panthers.
Still a lot of game left to be played. And foul back. And a pie for a ball. 2-2.
Got two strikes here. It'd be a good opportunity to get a strikeout.
And just missed.
Got a close pitch right there. Fastball just missing on the outside part of the plate.
Three balls, two strikes. And ball four, and Embright draws the walk. And now that'll bring up Reese Davis.
Two close pitches there on the outside part of the plate. Just off the plate, just enough.
And time is called. And that one taken for a strike.
Yeah, I believe batter right there was taken all the way on that pitch. Looks like Witt took just a little bit off of that one.
And curveball outside. And it's 1-1.
Panthers just need to find a way to get that third out, get out of this inning.
And this one hit in the air in foul territory. Jaeger over, makes the grab for out number three. And so in the inning, they do come up with four runs on three hits. There were two errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. We're halfway through this one. Beckville leading it 4-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjura Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
All right, we are heading to the bottom of the fourth inning, and we're at the halfway point, and Beckville leading this one 4-0. And for the Panthers, they got some ground to make up, and they'll be sending to the plate Logan Tosta, Braden Martin, and Ruben Rodriguez. And Darryl rejoins us here on the broadcast. And Darryl got to start this inning trying to see if they can get some of those runs back.
Yeah, we got to find a way to get our leadoffs on. I mean, we're being no-hit right now and four errors. Very uncharacteristic of this Burton team. Right now, we look like we're ready to go swimming and stuff, that the season's over. We're going to find out what they're made of right here. You know, you have one of those innings that you just don't do anything right. Two errors, a bunt to third, and you don't get any outs.
And pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0 to Logan Tosta leading it off here. Harris with his next pitch. Tosta fouls it in the catcher's mitt. It's 1-1.
All right, four. Come on now. Be a leader.
Pitch taken outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. And up high for a ball. 3-1 now.
Don't chase something. We need base runners.
And in there for a strike. Three balls and two strikes.
All right, Tosta, come on now, base hit. You can do this.
And Thomas called. Tosta going to step out. And puts this one a high pop.
He don't see it. Good job.
Wynn took it back away from him, and it's going to drop in foul. So Tosta will get another pitch to see here.
It might be the break we needed.
I certainly hope so.
Come on, four. We need you on.
Tosta with good speed, and they just get him on base. And
yeah.
And, strike three called. I don't know about that one. That looked pretty low to me. And this is the second strikeout for Harris. And that's going to bring up Braden Martin.
All right, Braden.
And curveball up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Fastball downstairs and quickly here 2-0 on Martin.
Say it again, we just need base runners.
And inside 3-0. Squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back and takes strike one.
There we go.
Up high, ball four, and Martin is aboard.
I have little Biggs. I mean, little Witt's going to be running at first.
Yep, Houston Witt checking in. And it's going to bring up Ruben Rodriguez.
Come on, Ruben.
Rodriguez threw out the center his first time up.
Line drive and a gap wit. Come on now, Ruben.
Yeah, one taken for a strike, it's 0-1. And that one back up the middle.
First hit of the game.
Finally drops in.
Atta boy.
Rodriguez the first hit, and the Panthers have something doing here.
All right, Ryder, here you go. You get a chance now. Let's go.
And now Ryder Biggs up to the plate. Biggs reached on an error his last time up. And then he also stole a base and ended up getting stranded at third. Now chance for some RBI opportunities here. Two ducks on the pond.
Come on, Ryder.
Long look in by the pitcher, Harris. And Biggs in this one, the big fly ball. Left fielder going back, way back.
Come on.
Off the wall.
Come on. Come on, Ruben.
Here comes Martin.
Come on, Ruben.
Biggs.
Get down.
Stealing from third. And he is safe. It's a 2-1 triple for Ryder Biggs.
Have
and the
baby.
Panthers have cut the lead in half.
That was huge.
Yeah. And now Eli Yeager, the batter.
Come on, Eli. Don't leave him there.
Only one out. And time comes.
Come on, Eli. Let's cut this to one. Do this 14. That left center field.
And that one.
Get back.
Center fielder makes the catch. Runner tagging and
get out,
coming
Biggs.
Home.
That up,
score.
Baby. 4-3.
And it's a sack fly, and that cuts it to a one-run game.
Now let's go with two, Isaac.
And Isaac Monis the batter now.
Huge to answer back, guys. Huge to answer back right there. Come on, Isaac. Some way, somehow, get on.
And Harris with the pitch. Taking for a ball. It's 1-0.
And a base hit. Way to lay it out there, buddy. Job 16 out of the way, little Wyatt.
Puts another one on and brings up Matthew Raymer.
All right, Raymer, now you get a chance. Match Biggs, let's go.
Yeah. down to one. Strike call. Burton had a 4-0 deficit coming into this inning, but it put three runs on the board. And now I'm trying to see if they could come back to tie this one up. And a pitch to Harris. Foul away. 0-2 on Raymer.
Come on, Raymer, you can do this. I think I'd run Modis here.
And the pie, 1-2.
Get that elbow out there more.
Swing and missed, and Raymer down strikes, but big inning for the Panthers as they come back with three runs on three hits. There were no errors and one left on. We go to the fifth inning. It is Beckville 4, Burton 3. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, as we come back here, and for Beckville, it'll be Braxton Bullock leading things off here against Tyler Witt. And Bullock pops this one up. Witt calling for it.
Atta boy.
And grab one pitch, one out. That's how we like to start an inning, huh, Darryl?
That's what I'm talking about. One pitch, one out. Now they can't let up.
As it is Beckville leading this one 4-3. Had that big three-run inning there by the Panthers to get this to a one-run game. And Brody Booth, the batter. He's 0-2 against Witt. Swung out and missed, 0-1.
Got him on three pitches in that first inning. All heat.
And then on a ground ball, a second. Tosta up with it.
Atta boy, four.
Jaeger, and that's two away.
Atta boy. Now one more time here, and let's get back in there.
And Weston Harris, the pitcher batting. He's 1-2 with a single.
Taylor always says, hurry and put the gloves down and pick up the bats.
Yep.
That's what we want to do right here. One more out.
And curveball didn't quite curve like he wanted to, and that's going to be ball one.
Now you go get him, Levin. Need one more out here, guys.
And fastball, line drive into left field, a base hit for Harris. And he's now 2-3.
He's just a good ball player. That kid can play. Not only on the mound, but he's just a complete ball player for a freshman.
And we're going to courtesy runner. That's going to be Tate Light running down at first base. And Reed Chapman, the batter.
All right, we got two guys. Two outs. One runner on.
And a pitch.
Atta boy.
In there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Come on, Whit. Bow it up here. Don't worry about that run.
And time is called. Working from the stretch, and that one is a base hit into right field.
Hold the ball.
And throw in, and meanwhile, White kept running. He made it all the way to third, so it's runners at the corners now. And Levi Ross, the batter. Ross, the designated hitter, he's been on base both times with a walk and an error. The weather that I would love to get this guy. Time is called.
Some of the future Panthers out there playing and threw a tennis ball out on the field.
And Easton went over to retrieve that and flip it back.
All right, come on, guys. Just need one.
And that one is inside for a ball.
Come on, Big Whit.
And that one line drive, that's going to drop in for a base hit. And it's going to bring a run. Runner going to third. Throw in the, and Hody couldn't hold the ball. And it's going to be an RBI single for Ross to make it now 5-3. And Braxton Alford the batter. So 2 outs. Runners at the corners. Alford 1-for-2. He had a single and scored a run his last time up. And curveball in there for a strike. And it's 0-1.
Two outs here, runners on first and third. Beckville up 5-3.
A ball foul up the first base side. And 0-2. Now we can just throw one more strike and get out of this inning. We're in the top of the fifth. Beckville leading Burton 5-3.
Come on, make a big pitch here, Whit. Gotta have you, buddy. That a boy!
Got him on strikes. And that'll retire the side. But in the inning, one run on 3 hits, no errors. And 2 left on, and we go to the bottom of the fifth. Burton trailing 5-3 back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Collier Construction is pleased to be part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
And back we go here. And Gurka swings at the first pitch and misses 0-1. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. And it is Beckville leading Burton 5-3. And that one down low for a ball. 1-1.
I don't believe we've had the leadoff hitter on all night, have we?
Not yet.
This is where we need to start it, Coy. Come on.
Got Gurka, Witt, and Tosta in this inning. And Gurka swings and misses. 1-2.
We got a battle now, too. Come on.
And that one fouled back into the fence. Count remains 1-2.
Come on, boy.
Up high for a ball, it's 2-2.
Come on, use them wheels, let's go.
One up high, 3-2.
Throw one more ball, here we go.
And swings and misses, and Gurka down on strikes for the second time tonight. And that's four strikeouts for Harris. Brings up Tyler Witt. With a chance to help himself with a bat here.
Find somewhere to scratch a run here.
Come on, T. Witt.
You do, Levin. Be a leader.
Sends that one down the line and foul over toward the bullpen area.
Let's go, Levin.
And that one past the first baseman and into right field for a base hit.
Good job. All right, four.
And that'll bring up Logan Tosta.
Come on, Tosta.
And you got to think Witt will probably be running here.
Got one out.
Tosta 0 for 2. Looking for his first hit of the game.
Go with that pitch also, Tosta.
That one inside.
Throw it away.
Throw back in. Witt is safely there.
Come on, Tosta. Make Witt run here a little bit.
And
there you go.
The left field
nice job right there.
And two runners on for Burton now.
All right, Braden.
Brings up Braden,
due.
Braden Martin, the catcher. Martin walked and scored his last time up.
Come on, B.
We need one here up against the wall, Braden. That'll score two.
Pitch taken for a strike.
All right, Braden, come on now.
Time call. Another loose ball down there. And
I think the parents are going to get a scold in the hair to these kids to keep it away from them. Alright, B. Come on, B.
Beckville leading 5-3 here in the fifth. That one's outside for a ball. 1-1 on Braden Martin.
Come on, B. We gotta have a hit here, buddy. You can do it.
And outside and low, and it's 3-1 now.
Come on, you B. Come on now. Gotta come fat to you here. Rip it.
And that one is
it. Is. In the gap. It's gonna score. We're gonna be tied up here. And he puts the ball. Come on, Braden.
Toss the scores. Martin heading for three.
Get out. Get out.
And
out of baby. Talking about
two-run triple for Braden Martin, and the Panthers have come back to tie this one up, and Easton Witt going to come out and run for him, and Ruben Rodriguez, the batter, still only one out. And I was going to pose this one. Now that they're starting to get hits off of Harris, do you think because we're into the second and now third time around in the order?
And he's wearing down a little bit. Ball's getting a little flatter, but our guys are doing a better job of going with the pitch like Coach Thaler talks. Infield's in, so we got to be safe here.
And Ruben Rodriguez, the batter, fouls this one back into the screen, and it's 0-1.
Come on, Abe. We just need a fly ball out there. Let's go. I'll take a base hit, but plant some deep. Let's get a lead here.
That one inside almost hit him.
Got little bigs on deck. Come on, Ruben.
Rodriguez 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a run scored.
Paint something green, buddy.
And pops this one up and foul. Got one hold at 1-2.
And now you got to battle late. Now you got to battle win this thing. You can do it. Infield's way in. Just got to punch something out there. There it is.
One up to center.
Pretty short, but you got to get there, little Witt.
And catch is made. Witt tagging.
Not a way to
coming
get there.
Coming along with the pitch and taking the lead.
Not a baby Ruben.
East and Witt scoring, and Burton takes a 6-5 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
All right, Ryder, let's go with two. Don't stop there.
Ryder Biggs, the batter. Been on base both times, reached an error, and then last time up a two-run triple.
Ooh.
Yeah, that one inside. Nearly hit him.
A little tin music there. Hey, now you drive one back up the middle and watch him dance. Let's go.
And that one in the hole, it's short. And throw to first does get him in time, but the Panthers have come back with three runs in this inning, and they have taken a 6-5 lead over Beckville here in the state semifinals. Back up inning number 6. Do we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors?
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Burton Panther baseball team, specializing in residential custom homes. You'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are wishing the Burton Panthers baseball team and their coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Panthers all the way.
Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm in
excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Washington Animal Clinic provides dependable veterinary care and surgical services for both small pets and large animals, all while supporting the youth of Washington County. They're especially proud of the Burton Panthers baseball team as they continue their playoff run toward state. Way to go, Panthers! For trusted care that keeps your animals healthy and thriving, visit Washington Animal Clinic at 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to schedule an appointment today. Washington Animal Clinic is cheering on the Panthers all the way to state.
All right, as we come back here, we are going to the top of the sixth inning, and the Burton Panthers have taken a 6-5 lead over the Beckville Bearcats, and Tyler Witt still out there on the hill for Burton, and he'll be looking at the 9-1-2 hitters in the order, Brock White, Jackson Lambright, and Reese Davis.
Here's where Witt has to be the man.
Yeah, the first pitch, curveball, swung out and missed. That may be the best curve he's thrown all night.
His arm is finally getting a little tighter. He was amped up big time. This is when that curveball ought to be really just falling off the table.
Baby. Swung out and missed, 0-2.
You dog it up now, Levin. Come on. Yes, sir.
Swing and a miss. And Martin dropped the ball. Throw the first, and he's safe.
My.
Being E2, that's the fifth error of the night on the Panthers. And they have a runner aboard for Beckville. Squares away the bunt and pulls the bat back is Jackson Lambright. Lambright's been on base twice, reached in an error, and drew a walk.
All right, boys, we just need to get an out here. Come on.
Infielders up the middle looking for the double play. Squares away to bunt. Bunts it back to Witt. Witt's only play is to first, and he does get the out there. So that's one away. And with the positioning of there, Darrell, the only play he had was to first. And smart move by Witt to get that out.
You want to get that out, Doug. You have this one run lead. Now's when we got to hear. We got to toughen up.
All righty. Runner at second, one down, and Reese Davis the batter. Whittle check on the runner, and the pitch.
An overthrow, 11.
Up high ball, it's 1-0.
Did he hit the ball to right field last time base hit?
No, grounded out to first base last time up.
I thought he's been late on every at bat.
And this one, ground ball, hook to third. And throws to first, gets out number two.
Don't. Hey, that's the way we got two outs.
And Braxton Bullock. It's kind of surprised to see the runner going there. I think Cody, if he'd have turned around, he might have seen that the runner was there. And
he would have got that lead runner. Yes.
But he was looking first the whole way.
Well, we got two outs, though. Come on now.
Two down, runner at third, and the pitch. Curveball in there for a strike, 0-1.
Come on, guys. This is huge.
Bullock
get out of here with the lead.
And the pitch there, ground ball, foul up the third base side, and it's 0-2.
Come on, Witt. Big pitch here, 11. Come on. You can do this.
And that one over to second.
Nice job, Tosta. Nice job, Witt.
It's out number three.
Big inning, boys.
No runs, no hits, one error, nobody left, or one left on. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Burton leading at 6-5. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Platt North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Platt North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Platt North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers baseball team in the playoffs.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
And Harris has pitched to Eli Yeager up high for a ball. We're back here at the bottom of the sixth inning. Burton leading a 6-5. And next pitch, another ball is 3-0 now on Yeager. Yeager followed by Isaac Modis and then Matthew Raymer. And strike call makes it 3-1.
Come on, Eli. Some way, somehow, get on, buddy.
And another foul back, and it's a full count now, 3-2.
Come on, 14. Can do it, buddy.
And that's away. One foul back. Count remains 3-2.
Come on, Eli Battle, buddy. We need you on.
And away. All the way again. Reach for that one, and it's remains 3-2.
Doug, they listen to us all the way in New York.
Really?
All the way in New York. Come on, Eli.
Well, glad Use Guys is with us. Because up there they say Use Guys instead of y'all.
Out of way to get on. Hit by pitch.
And hit batsman. And that'll put Yeager aboard. And brings it back and brings up Isaac Modis.
Probably going to be seeing Modis bunt the ball here. Push it toward first.
Modis is 1-for-2 with a single.
Come on, little Wyatt, you can do this. Can do this. Come on now.
Where's the way the bunt pulls the bat back?
Away.
And he will take a ball, 1-0.
First baseman staying back. Push this ball to first, Isaac.
And inside for a ball.
And we got another one in Alabama listening, Doug.
Oh, wow.
Buddy, we got Panther fans everywhere.
Yep.
3-0.
Yep.
Atta baby. Now you got to make him throw you two strikes here.
Yeah, wherever you are across our great listening area, we're glad, whether you listen to us on the radio back home or on the internet, we're glad you, or on the app, we're glad you're with us.
It's all right. Here we go.
Strike call, 3-1.
Now you do your job, 16. If it's in there, you put it down.
Just fell. And it's a 3-2 now on Modest.
We got Hank Majeski on. He's going to be on deck.
The bat for Raymer.
Come on, Isaac. You can do this. Atta, baby!
Two on now.
Atta, boy, a little wide. That's 2 hits in a row for him.
And brings up Matthew Raymer. Well, it was Raymer. Now it's going to be Hank Majeski.
Come on, little Dustin. You rip the ball like he does.
And time is called, and we're going to get a visit to the mound. And they're going to have a word with Harris. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Burton leading 6-5, looking for some insurance runs here. As we said, the winner of this punches their ticket to Meet Ropes next week in the state championship game at Del Diamond and Round Rock.
What do you do here? Do you bunt again?
Yeah, I think so.
No outs here. Runners on first and second. Hank got a beautiful swing.
Yeah,
he'll take that ball to the left center. We got number 9 up next.
Yep.
Come on, little Dustin. We need you, buddy.
Here. And Majeski steps in here. Harris with 2 runners on and squares away to bunt and swings through for a strike, 0-1.
Hey, you got to give yourself up, Hank. You got to give yourself up. You're sacrificing now. Push this ball to third. You can do it.
Harris's next pitch outside of ball, 1-1.
They're keeping the third baseman back. First baseman is charging.
Giger at second. Modest at first. And
beautiful bunt. Get there.
Bunt down. Throw to third.
No.
Throw to third.
Atta, baby, little Hank. Atta, boy. Atta, boy.
Fielder's choice gets Majeski aboard. And now that'll bring up Coy Gurka with the bases loaded and nobody out.
Come on, Coy. One time now. You're due. Their infield's way in. You got to paint it out there green.
Infielder's playing in and Gurka pops this one foul.
He's right on it.
Bases loaded, nobody out. You got Gurka batting. You have Witt on deck.
Come on, Gurka. Choke up and base hit out there.
And curveball, a pie for a ball.
Stick your arm out there. We'll take you hit by a pitch, too.
Yeah, well, they'll take one for the team. And time called, and they're going to get a runner as Reimer's going to come back in for... Raymer's going to come back in for Majeski.
Come on, Gurka.
Oh, a pie for a ball, 2-1.
This is huge right here.
Yep.
I don't care how we get this next run.
And since that one ball out to center,
that'll score him.
Center fielder makes the catch. Runners.
Raymer, what are you doing? Come on, man.
And coming in to score is Jaeger on the sack fly by Gurka. That'll make it 7-5, Burton. And Bottas also tagged and went to third on out number one.
All right, Witt.
Runners at the corners with Tyler Witt batting. Witt 1-3 in the game.
All right, T-Witt, come on. Let's bring Isaac home.
Chance to help himself with the bat.
You got one out, runners on the corners. 7-5 lead now for Burton. The fans are picking it up a little bit here. They're feeling it.
Yeah.
And I know the boys are going to feel it. They're bringing the infield back in.
And Thomas Cole, Harris going to step off.
Come on, T-Witt. Come on now. This is huge, 11.
Yeah, up high for a ball.
Come on, Tyler.
And Harris is at 108 pitches, so this will be his last batter. The maximum is 110. Yeah, that's 2-0.
Come on, Witt. Send him out in fine fashion.
Yeah, Witt pops this one up. Second baseman calling for it, and he'll haul it in for out number two. And Thomas called.
Now, he's asking how many. He got 109, so he can finish his batter, huh?
No, he's got 109, so yeah, he can get one more. It's one, the rule is 110 or finish the batter. And so since he's at 109, he can throw to one more batter.
Come on, Tosta. Don't leave this runner there.
And so Tosta stepping in here. He's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored.
Come on, buddy.
And that one outside for a ball. 1-0.
Get on this bag, Tosta. Let's go.
A high ball, 2-0.
Come on, 4. That's
and
a bait. Nope.
Going to be caught. Oh, later.
He threw it away.
That's going to score a run.
Not a baby.
5. And the scoring is modest. Over to third goes Raymer. And Tosta ends up at second base. And now that is it for Harris.
Young man threw a heck of a game here. I think he kind of run out of gas, Doug. His pitches got a little flat. We got a little bit more keeping the bat back and taking it to right center, right field, like Coach Thaler preaches all the time.
And so we will have the pitching change here. Burton leads it 8-5. Back at we here 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
To Burn Alumni, all of Market Realty, Inc. congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interests first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at Market Realty.com or see them on Facebook.
All right, as we come back here, and the new pitcher is Chapman, who was at third base. And meanwhile, Harris will move to first, and the first baseman moves across the diamond. Booth moves across to third. And so Braden Martin, the batter, takes the first pitch for a strike.
All right, Braden, come on. Clutch right here, buddy. Burton, bust this thing open.
Burton leads it 8-5. Pitches outside 1-1. We've got runners at second and third, two outs here.
Come on, B.
And bounces up there, blocked in the dirt by the catcher, Lambright.
That cat's not smooth at all up on that mound. He's herky-jerky as it gets. He could throw a wild pitch here.
And that one hit in the air. Center fielder coming in, and he'll make the grab for out number three. In the inning, though, Burton does tack on two more runs, and they take an 8-5 lead. All right, here we go to the top of the seventh inning. Burton needs three outs to win it. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trail Masters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trail Masters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trail Masters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther baseball team a successful playoff season.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
The Burton Panthers baseball team is charging into the playoffs with determination, pride, and Panther power. Show your support as they battle for every run and every win. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering is ready to serve up winning flavor with a full lineup of delicious menu options, including crowd favorite barbecue. Call Wade today to reserve your date and let Sandtown Catering handle the food. Congratulations to the Panthers on an outstanding season. Go Big Red.
All right, as we come back here we go. Top of the seventh inning. Three outs away.
All right, Whit Dog. You're the man, buddy. You're the dude on that bump.
Tyler Witt will be looking at Brody Booth, Weston Harris, and Reed Chapman.
How close is he on pitches?
Let me check here. As their starter, Harris, went over his limit. And Witt is at 90 pitches right now. So plenty of them to try to finish off the game here. And if not, got good options with Yeager and Easton Witt as well.
That's right. We want to get three outs here.
Yeah, don't have to worry about that. If it comes to that, we're in trouble.
Keep this leadoff batter off, guys.
And Brody Booth steps up to the plate. He is 0-3 in the game.
All right, Levin, you're the dude. Come on now.
Burton with a three-run lead here. 8-5, top of the seventh. Three outs from going to the state championship. And the first pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you from Sam Houston State University, Don Sanders Stadium. And this one, a little dribbler over to third. Hody up with it. Throws to first, and it's thrown away. And that he's going to end up at second base.
My oh my. Come on now.
And that's going to bring up Weston Harris.
All All right, got to shake it off. That run don't mean nothing. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Uncharacteristic for the Panthers tonight. 6 errors in the game. And brings up Weston Harris. Harris 2 for 3 with a pair of singles, and he scored a run. And Whitney's just got to block that out as well. Yeah. And just try to get an out somewhere.
Got to get an out.
Martin goes out, talking a little strategy with him.
All right, Whit, come on. That wasn't you, buddy. Should be one out. Come on now.
Panthers just got to stay focused here on the task in hand.
Atta boy.
Your ball in there for a strike.
Red just finding out, finding out. Two.
Swung and a missed. And it's 0-2.
Come on, dude. Finish him. Got a piece of it.
Just enough to foul it off. And count remains 0-2 on Harris.
That's a good pitch. Now you got him kind of set up. Do you bust him inside?
That'd be a good idea, I think.
Come on, Whit. Get me out here, buddy.
Up high a ball, and it's 1-2.
Come on, Levin. We need a strikeout here.
Curveball, and that's going to be in the hole for a base hit. That'll put two runners aboard now. That one just got past and kind of backfired a little bit because Biggs was shading over towards second, and had he been the normal shortstop, he would have probably gotten that. Or normal shortstop position, he'd have probably gotten to that. But nevertheless, runners at the corners. Now Coach Taylor going out there to settle everybody down. Right now it's I know the butterflies have got to be out there, but just got to settle down and get the outs.
Just need to find a way to get one out here. Got a 3-run lead.
And Reed Chapman, the batter. Chapman, 2 for 2 with a pair of singles. Also laid down a sack bunt. And right now, I'd be willing to trade a run for a double play.
I just want an out. I want to be an out here. Yeah, I'd love that double play. Just give me an out.
And pitch is a little high of ball. It's 1-0.
He's getting close to that pitch count, too.
Yeah, he had 90 coming into this inning.
Come on, Whit.
Yeah, that one foul back.
Come on, Red. Find me an out somewhere. Finding out, Red. Come on now.
Curveball just missing, and it's 2-1.
Come on, you 11.
That was pitch number 100 for Witt.
Outside.
Oh, that was close. it's 3-1.
Come on, dude. Gotta have you, man.
And pitch is a strike, 3-2. Chapman put his bat down and was ready to go to first, and umpire's gonna said, nope, gotta come back for one more pitch.
Come on, Whit, make a big pitch here, buddy. Big pitch.
And a pie ball 4, and the bases are loaded.
No out.
Nobody out for Levi Ross. And Coach Taylor coming out, and it may be the end of the night for Tyler Witt. And it is. Yeager's going to get it. It looks like Eli Yeager's going to come in to try to finish this one out. And so we'll be back with the pitching change after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Summer is almost here, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
All right, we come back here. We're in the top of the seventh inning. And it is coming down to the wire, ladies and gentlemen. 8-5, Burton with the lead. Beckville's got the bases loaded, nobody out. And Coach Matt Taylor going to the lefty Eli Yeager to try to see if he can get these last three outs here and send Burton to state. They'll be looking at the designated hitter, Levi Ross, the number 7 guy in their order, but he's been on base all 3 times. A walk, an error, and a single. He's also driven in a run and scored a run. And other changes for the Panthers as Archer Fuller's come in the game to play first base. Also,
Witt went to short, and Biggs has gone to third.
There we go.
All right, guys, come on now. Just get an out. Nothing fancy, just get an out.
And so Martin positioning the outfielders as we're set. And Yeager trying to nail this one down. Infielders playing in at the corners.
You just want to get out here. Got a 3-run lead. We just need 3 outs. Get 1.
And pitch. Wow. That looked pretty close from here, and it's a ball 1-0.
You're all right, Eli. Come on. Just throw strikes in there, buddy.
And that one inside for a ball, and it's 2-0.
You can do this, 14.
Up and in a ball, and it's 3-0.
Come on, Eli. It's a play catch with Brandon.
And a 3-0 pitch. In there for a strike, 3-1.
Can do this, 14. Play and catch. Let your defense get an out for you.
Yeager's next pitch. Swung on, ground ball in the hole at short. Witt only play is second. They get one throw to first. Wide.
Watch the throw. Thank God it hit their runner.
And they did get the lead run. A run did score. Booth came in to make it 8-6. Harris over to third. Chapman was erased. And fielder's choice allows Ross to get aboard. And now that'll bring up Braxton Alfred.
Pinch runner number 5.
This will be Boston Seegers coming in to run.
I'll give up another run for an out, Doug.
Me too.
Don't throw this ball to second and give him a run.
Eight to six, our score. Burton up by two. They need 2 outs to win it.
Come on, you Jaeger.
Now, should the worst happen, Burton is the home team, so they would get the last at bat.
Just get an out, guys. Give me an out.
Out for the batter. Lefty on lefty here. Jaeger's pitch.
Good pitch. That a boy.
Strike going one.
Boy, you 14. Come on now. Make a play, Red. Get an out somewhere.
And that one is a ball, 1-1.
Here we go.
Now just a little over 2 hours into this game.
Need an out here, guys. Come on.
And down low for a ball again, and it's 2-1.
Come on, Eli. Gotta have you, buddy. Can do this. All right, infield pop-up. That a boy, Tosta. Run it in, run it in.
And
that's
enough for the runners to move up. And so that's 2 down.
1 out away.
And Panther Nation getting on their feet.
Don't let up here, Eli. Don't let up.
Jaeger just needs one more out. Brock White, the number 9 guy in the batting order. He's 1-for-3. Runners at the corners.
Don't let up, 14. Come on, buddy.
And here we go.
2 outs, guys. 1 out away. Somebody make this play.
You're going to step off. Big situation for the junior lefty to come into. And the pitch. Swung on a miss. Going one.
Jaeger showing a little emotion out there. Here we go. Again, let's go.
That one low. Blocked in the dirt there by Martin.
Don't aim it, Eli. Throw it. Just need 1 out.
1 ball, 1 strike. And a great job, too, there by Martin, because if that gets passed, that's probably another run.
Yeah. Come on, Eli. 1 out, Red.
Swing and a miss. 1-2 in Feckville. Down to the final strike.
Come on, you Eli. Pull your neck right here. Finish it.
Here we go. Everybody up on the Burton side.
Finish it, big boy. Finish it.
1-2 pitch.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes, sir.
The Panthers put it 8-7. Final score. The Burton Panthers are punching their ticket. They're still dominant in Round Rock next week. And Taylor gets the game. The win was, one great announcer called the bowling shoe ugly, but the Panthers get the job done. They are going to the state championship. What a game. What a finish. Woo! And that will take us to our post-game show. And we'll be back with the post-game after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administrators, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state. Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
All right, as we come back here to the Happy Total Board, and the only two numbers that matter up there, 8-6, final, Burton Panthers going to the state championship game, and it wasn't the easiest game. It wasn't the easiest of games, Daryl, but no. Burton did what they had to do to get the win tonight.
Not many times are you going to go and move on when you commit six errors.
Yeah.
The big man was with us tonight. These boys, they never quit. You know, sometimes you got to win ugly.
Yeah.
You know, against Shiner, that was a game.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, the biggest game we've played since 1987 when we went to state and won it. These guys are getting a feeling of what it's like to go to play for a state championship. These fans here, dude, I don't know what to say. I can tell you what Daryl's feeling. My heart is about to pop out of my chest. I don't know whether to cry or to just keep clapping, but I'm just going to tell you, these cats are moving on. We're going to play for a state championship. Our big dog, at times he was big wit. A lot of times tonight, he couldn't get command of his pitches like he had the night, against Shiner. But defensive wise, we let him down. We made too many errors. You can't do that. When we get to the state game, if we make six errors, I hate to say it, we'll probably get beat by 10. But these guys get another week of practice. They're handing out the presentation of the trophy right now. What a feeling.
And just an incredible night here at Sam Houston State University. After they to be able to bounce back after losing on this place last year and then to come back and win it this year has to be just a great feeling for Coach Taylor and his crew. Well, we've got more to come here on our post game, but first let's get back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. And as Burton Baseball heads into playoff action, Burton Meat Processing is proud to back the Panthers. Congratulations on a strong season and best of luck on the field.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel, personal attention for your next project.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
All right, back we go here. And once again, our final score, the Burton Panthers win it 8-6 over the Beckville Bearcats here at Don Sanders Stadium on the campus of Sam Houston State University. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki back with you. And we're just waiting to see we can get the guys up here to come visit with us and talk about this tremendous win. And just for the school and the community, I mean, this is something they've been looking forward to for a long time, and now
it's here.
It's here.
It's for real. This team is for real. A lot of teams would have laid down when they gave up those four runs, not this team.
Yep.
Was I worried? Absolutely. Cause you never know. The young guy that pitched for them, he gave them 5 2/3 good innings, mm-hmm. but we set back on him after that and we hit some balls hard. We put the ball in play and made them do something with it, and they threw the ball away. Once again, 6 errors or 3 errors. They had 8 hits. We had 7. But the bottom line, we win 8-6. We're going to get lucky if those kids get by all of these people. Just look out here. This sea of red.
Yeah.
For them to get to us from where they're at right now, it's going to be a lot of hugs.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
There we go.
And they're making me a liar and stuff. But
all righty. All right. We got to let Daryl have his moment.
Kool-Aid time is here.
All righty. And Braden? Nope. Let's see. Yeah, Braden Martin and Eli Yeager joining us. There you go. And, guys, this was quite a dogfight. I mean, from start to finish the whole game, it was just nip and tuck the whole way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it was quite the contrast. Because like the first three innings, it was scoreless, and then all of a sudden, starting with that fourth inning, it was like it all broke loose. And going through the lineup there the second time, were y'all? Do you feel like y'all were getting better looks at their pitcher?
Yes, sir.
Looks,
you know, with the pitcher like that, you know, a lot slower than last week. You know, it's something you got to adjust to. And, you know, obviously, first inning coming out hitting, you know, it was a little rough. Everybody's out front popping up, and everybody made an adjustment, and it paid off.
Yeah, and Eli, do you feel
it? Yes, sir. It was after we come up that second time, everyone was seeing it better, and everyone was starting to put the bat on the ball and hit it hard places.
Yeah, it was a little tough out in the field there tonight. Uncharacteristically, I know that's something you guys will definitely be working on next week with the errors on there. Was it just nerves, maybe, or was
definitely? Yeah. My heart was definitely racing in that first inning.
With the Mariners, I think it definitely just came with the pressure and, you know, everybody knowing the moment that we're in. You know, it's a big game, and especially being here last year, you know, losing. You know, it's probably just the pressure, and you know, I think that's what caused the errors.
Yeah, and I thought Tyler came out through a great game tonight. Didn't have his best stuff, but he was still out there battling. And, Eli, you had to come in and get those last three outs. And talk about a big pressure situation. Coming in bases loaded, nobody out. But you got the three outs to get us to state.
Yes, sir. It wasn't the easiest thing, but we got it done. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And, Braden, what was it like catching these two guys tonight?
Well, you know, I could sense, you know, a little offness by Tyler, you know. Wasn't his best game, but, you know, you know, he still came in there and battled. You know, he pitched his best, and I'm glad we had him come in to finish it, and it worked out and paid off.
Yeah.
Braden, the big hit when you drove that ball out there.
Yes, sir.
That is kind of the emotional point when Darryl was up here that got us back into the game, believing that we're too good to let this game slip away.
Yes, sir.
Guys, we don't make six errors. We haven't made six errors in 10 weeks, okay?
Yeah.
Glad it's y'all and not me that's going to have to run this next week. I hate to tell y'all, but Darryl's so proud. Jaeger, what a job coming in there.
Yes, sir.
Change up, that was nasty.
Yes, sir.
That broke the dude's back and stuff. And that's a pressure situation.
Yes, sir.
You and both of you will get to go do, when I talked to y'all on Monday, I told you that's a feeling that you're never, ever going to forget going up there and playing for a state title.
Yes, sir.
82 is when I did it. You had a young man in the stands tonight, Keith Smith. He was on the 87 team that won the whole deal.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Y'all are going to get to feel something that you're going to get to talk about 50 years from now and say,
yes, sir.
Hey, that old man that interviewed me, he talked about it in 1982. We wasn't even around in 82. But the love I got for y'all and the joy that this whole community has, y'all have made us so proud. But we still hadn't got that medal, have we?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I told you Monday? We didn't get the medal for beating Shiner. We ain't get no medal tonight for beating Beckville, but we will get that medal.
Yes, sir.
Next week, Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Proud of you guys.
All right, guys. Hey, let's get Coach Thaler in here now. Hey, Coach, how about these guys tonight?
Man, I tell you what, they might be running home, though. I know that with that errors on the board. Well, we might drop them off in Navasota, and they got to meet us back home. But, no, it was a great win. You know, we struggled with the fourth inning.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went out to the mound, and I saw the chins drop a little bit, and we had a little talk when they came to the dugout and told them don't ever give up, you know. And they didn't. We put the three spot up, and things started going our way. He kept us off balance. The pitcher kept us off balance, you know, the first couple of innings. And I was kind of worried about that. We haven't hit since Wednesday, you know, live pitching. So, But we got us a win.
Yeah, and like the guys were saying, that looked like second go round they had, they were getting better looks at him and getting their timing down, and that really helped with the comeback here.
Yes, sir. And you know, those was a two spot and a six. Got two runs. It gives us a little cushion there, so that helps. And then, of course, we go back out and get bases loaded. And, again, I could barely breathe in the dugout, but we came out on top. And Eli came in, did a great job. His changeup was on tonight. We threw it three times that last batter and just dropped off the table. And it's good to have that in the pocket, you know.
Absolutely good. Tyler, even though he didn't have his best stuff tonight, but he still stayed in there and battled the whole way.
Yeah, and I'm going to take a little blame on that. I think I should have went to some off-speed stuff earlier on in the game. You know, Coach Steller messed up first time all year. No, I'll take a blame on that one. And, you know, he's always going to battle. Tyler, no matter if we're down, he's going to battle even at the plate. So I'm excited for the guys, and I've always wanted to go to Round Rock or Austin as a little kid, and I'm finally getting a chance to go with a great group of kids, and looking forward to next week.
Yeah, you guys went out there and earned it tonight. It wasn't pretty, but it doesn't have to be. The only thing that matters is the final scoreboard.
That's right. So,
all right, Matt, congratulations. Thank you again.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Doug.
And we will see you in Round. We will see you in Round Rock next week.
That's awesome. Thank
you. All righty. And back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Go, fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
All right, as we come back here, and Stephen Drain has rejoined us, and what an incredible win by this Panther team here tonight.
Oh, unbelievable. Just came back from down on the field there, getting some pictures and everything. Great atmosphere down there. Got a little scary there at the last there, but Burton able to come on. Eli Yeager comes in and closes it out for him. What a great game. We go from a pitching duel through the first three innings, and all of a sudden all the bats came alive, and we go into this big, you know, 8-6 victory for the Burton Panthers.
Yeah, it was an incredible job, and good to hear from the guys. And now one more step left to go, and we get to make that trip next week to Round Rock. And like you were talking, Daryl, first time in, what was it, I guess it would be 39 years since.
I can't do that math in my head right now, but I can tell you in 1987, Coach Marcus Brazier led Keith Smith, Darvis Watson, those cats to win state in 1987. It's been done twice, not one. We win in 82 and lost in the championship game. They win in 87, won it. Now we get a chance here in 2026 to do something that hadn't been done in a long time, but it's sitting right there for us. You don't ever... Look, I know I talked about the next 10 years. Dudes, I'm telling you, it's here right now. We have to take it. And then we could do something. We don't have Jerry Jones running our team. So he isn't going to fire the coach and stuff. That's the reason why we were winning, because 10 years we could win this thing over and over and over with the talent. I mean, I don't know if y'all saw it, but up here, Little Witt is a freshman. He thought he was going in. He got his glove and he was halfway out there. That tells me he wanted that ball.
Yep.
Jaeger, though, he's been doing this last year. He pitched the second game for us every time and pitched in some pressure situations. No bigger situation, pressure situation than he did tonight. And to step up, it's just an amazing feeling. I'm so tickled with this sea of red over here. Look at these, the whole family, Matt's family, Poppy, Staylers, the whole group. They're all in there taking a family picture. And that's what Burton's about. We're family. We care about each other. That's why these young cats know that the community is behind them. I talked with a friend of mine, Todd Felder, this in 82. These guys are up there watching us. Boots Gilker, Alfred Sommerfeldt, and Ray Felder, they used to barbecue. We sat in Burton Cafe the week before we were going to go play in state. And they told us, look, if y'all make it to state, we'll barbecue anything y'all wanted and everything. I told Todd at Buccaneer the other day, I said, we're doing the same thing for this team. So when we get through going to state and winning this thing, that's going to be one hell of a party in Burton.
Absolutely. We're going to take one more break, and we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies-Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
Well, we're back here one last time, and what an incredible night here in Huntsville as the Panthers win it. And, Stephen, aren't you glad you tagged along now?
Man, I thank y'all for letting me tag along to this. What a great game to watch here tonight. Daryl had to run out and go talk to his peeps out there, so I'm going to fill in here for this last segment for Daryl, but outstanding game tonight. Just a great game to watch. You kind of had it all. We kind of saw some of that at the beginning. We had that pitching duel going on, and all of a sudden everybody's bats started coming alive.
Yep.
And turns out Burton wins it 8-6. Great win for them tonight.
Absolutely. And now they get set. And once again, we'll be going to the state championship, and the 2A Division II title game will be next Thursday at 12 noon, Del Diamond and Round Rock, 11:30 a.m. pregame here on KWHI. If you can't be there in person, be sure you be here on the radio, on the internet. We'll have it right here, or on the app, and we'll have it right here for you. But and for now, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank Sandy for her always great job back at the studios. A big thank you to the folks at home for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. And also big thank you to the folks here in at Sam Houston State for the great hospitality. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Today's broadcast of the Burton Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by Trailmaster Clearing and Mulching, the Bluevale Aquatic Center, St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Plan North Architecture, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Brenham National Bank, Dahman & Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Blinn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Larry Poppy Construction, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tielemans Construction, Hickey's Family, Daryl, Katie, Trenton, Tucker, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Sandtown Catering, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.